Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies with 5 days left for polling. Star campaigners from various political parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows. Bengaluru court grants NIA 10-day custody of 2 accused in Rameshwaram cafe blast case. Navy Chief Admiral R. Hari Kumar to present Gallantry and Distinguished Service Awards in Goa tomorrow. Rain lashes Delhi NCR, Met Department issues orange alert in northwest and central India due to adverse cyclonic conditions. And in IPL cricket, match between Punjab Kings and Rajasthan Royals underway in Mohali. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified with leaders of political parties seeking support for their candidates. Star campaigners from various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed an NDA rally at Agri Expo Chumukedema in Nagaland this afternoon. He assured that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for the Northeast is not limited to Act East, but also to make this region a gateway to South Asia and East Asia. Mr. Nadda said under the Congress rule, the Northeast was marred by divisive politics, but under the BJP-NDPP rule, it has been transformed into a divine model.
आज मुझे खुशी है कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इस सारे डेवलपमेंट के लिए या तो फाउंडेशन स्टोन रखा है या उसका उद्घाटन किया है एंड टोटल टू द ट्यून ऑफ 55,000 करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट को मोदी जी ने इस तरीके से विकास के साथ जोड़ा।
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kanyakumari, Alwar and Noida. Mr. Shah alleged that the DMK is against Sanatan Dharma and Ram Temple in Ayodhya and hurt the sentiments of the majority. He said the BJP is taking all sections of society along towards a developed India. Mr. Shah said DMK Congress are synonymous with scams. He said many seemingly impossible tasks have been completed in the last 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Shah said, during the rule of the Congress party, the internal security situation of the country was poor. Referring to various welfare schemes of the central government, Mr. Shah said it has worked for every section of society. Accusing the Congress of neglecting the backward classes, Mr. Shah said, the NDA government has taken many important steps for their welfare.
आरक्षण चाहे दलितों का हो, आदिवासियों का हो या पिछड़ा वर्ग का, भारतीय जनता पार्टी इसका समर्थन करती है। हम ना आरक्षण समाप्त करेंगे ना किसी को समाप्त करने देंगे। ये कांग्रेस पार्टी झूठी बातें फैलाकर लोगों को गुमराह करने की बात करती है। मोदी जी स्वयं आरक्षण के सबसे बड़े समर्थक है।
Senior BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma also held public meetings at various places. Addressing a rally at Bhadra in Hanumangarh district, Mr. Sharma said his government has taken effective action against paper leak gangs. On behalf of the Congress, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot held a public meeting in Basai Nawab of Dholpur, where he accused the centre of misusing ED and CBI. Congress State President Govind Singh Dotasara and senior leader Sachin Pilot also addressed public meetings at other places. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that with world-class infrastructure, India is now being recognized as a global leader. Addressing a public meeting in Moradabad today, he said India is providing a model of development and welfare for the world. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati addressed a public gathering in Haridwar. She said the Congress Party, which ruled at the centre and most of the states after independence, was ousted from power due to their anti-Dalit, anti-tribal and other wrong policies.
The Azadi ke baad, Kendra ve desh ke adhikansh rajyon mein bhi, jagat par sarkar या कांग्रेस पार्टी के हाथों में केंद्रित नहीं है, किंतु इनकी खासकर दलित आदिवासी व पिछड़ा वर्ग विरोधी तथा अन्य और मामलों में भी रही गलत नीतियों आदि की वजह से ही फिर इस पार्टी को केंद्र व काफी राज्यों की भी सत्ता से बाहर होना पड़ा।
Holding a rally at Ramnagar in Uttarakhand, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi asserted that the prices of essential commodities such as gas cylinders and petrol, diesel have surged in the BJP's tenure. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also held an election rally in Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra. Mr. Gandhi said Prime Minister Narendra Modi does not pay heed to crucial issues like unemployment and rising inflation. He assured of a caste census if Congress is voted to power.
हमारा पहला वायदा सरकार बनने के एकदम बाद जाति जनगणना, इकोनॉमिक सर्वे, संस्थाओं का सर्वे कि हिंदुस्तान का धन किसके हाथ में है, कितना धन पिछड़े वर्ग के हाथ में है, कितना दलितों के हाथ में है, कितना आदिवासियों के हाथ में है, कितना गरीब जनरल कास्ट के हाथ में, कितना माइनॉरिटीज के हाथ में, हिंदुस्तान की संस्थाओं में ओबीसी कितने, दलित कितने, आदिवासी कितने, कहां कौन सी पोजीशन पे, जाति जनगणना से ये सब पता लग जाएगा।
In Telangana, MIM President Asaduddin Owaisi has begun door-to-door campaign in various divisions of the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State President and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy also undertook a Jeep Yatra in Secunderabad constituency. BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today criticized the opposition alliance, saying the country will neither accept the piecemeal alliance nor will it accept their divided manifesto. Talking to media at Pandurna in Madhya Pradesh, he accused the Congress of abusing their tribals. He also criticized the politics of the Aam Aadmi Party. In Punjab, the Shiromani Akali Dal today announced the candidates for 7 out of 13 Lok Sabha constituencies. A party spokesman said that candidates for the 6 remaining constituencies in the state will also be announced soon. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Bijnor seat in Uttar Pradesh, where voting will be held in the first phase. Rashtriya Lok Dal under the Bharatiya Janata Party Rashtriya Lok Dal Alliance has fielded Mirpur MLA Chandan Chauhan on their seat. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party has made Deepak Saini its candidate. Chaudhary Vijendra Singh, who had resigned from Lok Dal, is the contender from Bahujan Samaj Party. We have more from our correspondent.
In this parliamentary constituency, Mirapur and Purkazi assembly segments are in Muzaffarnagar district, while Hastinapur assembly seat comes under the boundaries of Meerut district. On the polling day, that is 19th April, as many as 17,33,000 plus voters are eligible to decide the political fate of 11 contestant candidates. This time, the NDA alliance has fielded Chandan Chauhan, an MLA from Mirapur constituency, as their candidate. Samajwadi Party has put their faith in Deepak Saini, while Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded Chaudhary Vijendra Singh, who has recently resigned from Lok Dal. Hence, in this apparently triangular contest, all the contesting candidates are approaching the electorate masses to convince them to cast their votes in their favor.
Faizanullah for Akashvani.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. On to other news, a Bengaluru court has granted the National Investigation Agency, NIA, 10-day custody of 2 accused in the Rameshwaram Cafe Blast case for further investigation. Accused Musavir Hussain Shahzeb and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha were produced before an NIA special court judge today. The accused were brought to Bengaluru from Kolkata on transit remand for their alleged role in the 1st of March blast at the Rameshwaram Cafe in Bengaluru, which left 10 people injured. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today busted a terrorist hideout and recovered a substantial cache of arms and ammunition in Riyasi district of Jammu. Our correspondent reports, acting on a tip-off, the police and 58th Battalion of Rashtriya Rifles conducted a joint operation in the Lancha area of Shajru. During search operation, the team recovered, among other things, an IED fitted in a tiffin box, equipped with electric detonators and two pistols, along with magazines. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens today on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. In a message, the President asked all to adopt the ideals of Dr. Ambedkar and work collectively for the inclusive development of our country. The President emphasized that Baba Saheb Ambedkar made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer and political leader. She said, even today, his strong belief in the constitutional system is the foundation of our democracy and good governance. The President also highlighted Dr. Ambedkar had devoted his entire life for the establishment of an egalitarian society and struggled for the upliftment of the downtrodden. Director General of Akashwani, Dr. Vasudha Gupta, today visited Akashwani Patna station in Bihar. She reviewed the functioning of different wings of the station and also inquired about the reception quality of broadcast, content creation and synergy between all verticals of the public service broadcaster. The Principal Director General of News Services Division stressed upon providing credible information and variety of updates about Lok Sabha elections 2024 to listeners. She also emphasized upon use of convergence platform of social media to broadcast programs and put out the content helpful to wider base of listeners. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral R. Hari Kumar will present Gallantry and Distinguished Service Awards on behalf of President at Naval Investiture Ceremony 2024 in Goa tomorrow. The ceremony will be organized at Naval Base INS Hansa to felicitate naval personnel who have demonstrated gallantry, leadership, professional accomplishment and distinguished service of a high order. The awards, including Nau Sena Medals Gallantry, Nau Sena Medals Devotion to Duty and Vishisht Seva Medals, will be presented to naval personnel at the function. The government has emphasized that anyone found to be indulging in forward trade of pulses would be dealt with firmly as per various provisions of the Essential Commodities Act. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare said this in a series of interactions with representatives of the pulses industry in the run-up to the operationalization of online stock monitoring from the 15th of April. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena today said the ongoing electricity, water and bus fare subsidies will continue in Delhi. He has assured the people of Delhi that none of the subsidy schemes benefiting the poor will be discontinued. Mr. Saxena appealed to them not to pay heed to the statements and rumours being spread by political vested interests. Rain lashed parts of Delhi NCR this evening, bringing respite from the heat. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, attributed the rain to an active western disturbance over northwest India. It has also forecast light rain accompanied by gusty winds tomorrow. The maximum temperature in the national capital was recorded at 39 degrees Celsius, 3 notches above the season's average. Nearly 17 flights were diverted at the Delhi airport due to bad weather. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 148 runs for Rajasthan Royals in Mohali. Punjab Kings scored 147 runs for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to field. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies with 5 days left for polling. Star campaigners from various political parties hold multiple rallies and roadshows. Bengaluru court grants NIA 10-day custody of 2 accused in Rameshwaram cafe blast case. Navy Chief Admiral R. Hari Kumar to present gallantry and distinguished service awards in Goa tomorrow. Rain lashes Delhi NCR, Met Department issues orange alert in northwest and central India due to adverse cyclonic conditions. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 148 runs for Rajasthan Royals in Mohali. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.